Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
Up next for this interview, we have Holland Hawaii, who is a Cordon Bleu trained chef, health advocate, former restaurant owner, and mother of three. She has been vegan for 15 years and loves creating new plant-based recipes for a happier, healthier life. True to her family-friendly, beach-inspired lifestyle and aesthetics, Holland lives on the beautiful garden island of Kauai in Hawaii and enjoys spending time in the kitchen with family and friends and in the rejuvenating waters of the Pacific Ocean. Jen and I recently went to Kauai and got to spend a lot of time with Holland, and she is just absolutely one of our favorite people to eat with. She's one of my favorite people to cook with, and she has such amazing takes on how you can start to understand how to better fuel your body and become more in tune to the foods that really fuel you for a life of vitality and wellness. Let's hop into the interview.
Holland, I'm so grateful to have you back on the podcast. I love that Dom and I got to come visit you and see your space and be in your environment in Hawaii and really get to see the entire process of you cooking and making food for people and the way that you're able to bring these healthy vegan options and make them so dang tasty. Like, it's huge.
I love that. And I'm so happy to be here. Both of you inspire me in so many ways. So I will take as much of you as I can get. It's a mutual relationship.
Well, seriously, any time that we can get in the kitchen and cook together. I mean, I shared this with you a little bit in Hawaii when it was you, me, and Christina just like bopping around the kitchen together. Like, those are some of my favorite moments in life because food is such an energetic language. It's such a way of sharing love and emotion with people. And I learn so much from both of you. It's just the things that you cook and the way that you do things with plants that people tend to see as like healthy and bland and not tasteful, and it becomes some of the most delicious and nourishing food that I've ever had. It's incredible. And I just want to know, like, where does your passion for food come from? Where does that desire and love for food come from for you?
You know, it's funny. Well, first of all, I'm ready for the reunion in the kitchen. I feel the same way. Please. And it's so fun when, you know, it's three people who love being in the kitchen and like love health. And God, I feel like I learned so much from both of you that week and Christina. For me, inspiration, like number one, like we have to eat, right? And I was raised on what they call a standard American diet, right? Which is like following the food pyramid, a lot of processed meats, a lot of, unorganic food, soda instead of water. I mean, I loved those foods back then. Like I had my favorite foods. And then when I became a mom, learning how to cook, like just being in the kitchen, I realized was like a very meditative zone to me and where I could tap into creativity. But the real inspiration came when I had lost my health and, you know, I was just turning 30. And when I started understanding that you could use food to heal. And so I just became so passionate about it. And like, I realized if I was going to ask people to change or inspire people to eat that way, like the food had to taste good, right? And it had to remind them of the foods that they loved. And so I get really inspired in that way. When I go out and eat or I see food on Instagram, like I made these chili oil noodles last night. And I had seen it on a reel on Instagram and I was just super inspired. So I made those last night. But basically, it's like my love of food. I really do love good food and eating. I like, you know, there's I don't know what you would even call it, but an aha moment that happens when you have a meal you love.
Well, and I think that's what's interesting too, is that people say, you know, I love food so much. Like I can't do the strictness. I can't do the diet. I can't do losing weight because I just love food. So how, and if someone were to look you up, would you guys go do that right now?
Yes.
Follow Holland Hawaii on Instagram. You won't be disappointed. Her recipes are amazing. Her photos are beautiful. and you'll get inspired from her going upside down, which I love. but I think, you know, it's hard to look at you as a picture of health. And do you mind saying how old you are as well?
Yeah, I'll be 45 in 2 weeks.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And you look absolutely incredible. But you say you're here saying, you know, I love food so much and I love bringing it to people and I love eating it. Like, I think there's a distinction where you can't. How do you love food so much and be super healthy?
Yeah, it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Right.
Is that, you know, I've been on this journey for 14 years and it's, I guess, 15 years now that I've been vegan. And it's really hard because, like, we try to sell one way of being or one way of eating, or, like, you know, I could sell a snapshot of something that worked for me 6 years ago that my body would reject now, but I'm still selling it. Mm. And it becomes this tricky business where we're trying to figure it out. And I feel like throughout the years, like, I've just learned to listen to my body more. I've learned to get more in touch with what's working for me and what's not during a certain time. And I just really live within that and have everything I can, just in a healthier form or what my body needs. Like, last night I had hot chili oil noodles that were absolutely delicious. I think anyone would have loved them. It's not like they were missing anything. I think a lot of times people just think of salads or food, but pretty much anything anyone eats, like, I have a vegan variation of it. And maybe like a portobello mushroom doesn't sound like a steak to you. But like for me, if I make my mashed potatoes right and I make like a delicious soy sauce glaze that goes over it, and I serve it with broccoli that has, you know, vegan butter and salt on it, everything goes off in my head that I've had this meal that I enjoy. And so I think a lot of it is people don't understand how good vegan food can be or how good recipes they eat now could be if they just switched it to organic or healthier ingredients or just veganized it. Like, oh, I'm going to use olive oil instead of butter. You know,
totally. And I think that that's something that you do so beautifully. And I love that you kind of understand the reality that not everyone in the world is going to jump ship and start eating vegan, you know, even if that's what you may think, you know, would be best, or you think that migrating in that direction might be good for everyone, but you make it attainable adding plants in or adding more plants in a way that is healthful. Like, what are some of the things that you tell people or share in some of the books that you have that help people substitute different or more plants in, especially the type that are like, oh, I don't like salads. You know, like, how can you make it make sense to people?
Yeah. Right. You know, part of it is like, I really try, because I think a lot of people think dieting has to be hard, right? Like, you have to go on like a soup cleanse, or like, I'll run into people, they're like, oh, I'm doing a broth cleanse. I'm like, oh my God, why do you make it so hard? I couldn't just eat broth. And so I think a lot of it is just being able to find out what people eat. And it's like, okay, well, if you have a burger once a week, like, would you try replacing that with the Beyond Burger that same burger shop offers, and just seeing how you feel over time? And that's kind of a biggie. Like, what about trying every non-dairy creamer there is until one of them hits on being close enough to half and half to break up that habit? And, you know, I don't push people to being vegan anymore, because, like, I don't think I know what's right for people. Like, I just know what's worked for me. And I also am a big believer that, you know, fruits and vegetables should be at the top of our food pyramid, no matter how you eat, just because of how it grows in nature. And so I never want to push anyone into the wrong direction. So it becomes a little tricky, right, with it. But I do want to share with people that, like, you know, you can have mashed potatoes and they'd be absolutely delicious and you not notice it. And like, there are certain coffee creamers that even if you replaced every other week, it would help your body, because, you know, habits over time and long forming are what lead to disease. Mm. Like, someone will tell me, like, oh, I can't eat cucumbers, so I could never be vegan. And it's like, well, if you don't eat cucumbers, I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about what your daily habits are that you repeat every single day. Like, I love coffee. I have to give it up for 2 months out of the year just to give my system a break of knowing what it is. Like, I do almond milk in my coffee. I do coconut milk. I do oat milk. I try to switch it up so my body doesn't, you know, because I'm a big believer the habits we do over time are what lead to issues. It's not the little things, right? Like, oh, I'm allergic to goji berries and I think that's ruined my whole system. And it's like, no, like what toothpaste are you using? What do you do perpetually every single day? And so I feel like that's the best place I can help people with now is like, how do we change up what your daily habits are?
So what were the, I do want to ask too, just what were the health struggles that you were dealing with that really started to make you kind of open your eyes and want to make a switch to possibly becoming vegan? Like what was it just cold turkey? Like, let me just go vegan. Was it a switch over time? Like, and what changed within your body?
Vanity number one. I had had my third baby and like a year after the weight hadn't come off like it did. And so, and I didn't have my health. I had endometriosis. I had had surgery for it 3 times. With the third one, I had gestational diabetes, which they had told me, you know, I was like 70% going to get it by the time I'm the age I am now. And I had kidney stones and I had had a lot of things growing up, but I never thought about food or our daily habits. That's why food's so important. We eat every day. It is what we do, you know, habitually. And so I didn't think there was a link between that. But very quickly, as I started eating, because I wanted to lose weight, and I started reading more on vegan food and learning the healing aspects of food, you know, it very quickly changed to me feeling vitality, me feeling like I was in control. Like I had these life sentences, like at 30, when someone tells you you're going to have diabetes and you're a pastry chef, like that's a big, right? Like, wait, what? Like what I love has become my poison. But so being able to learn and being like, oh my God, you can have a croissant that's vegan, that doesn't make you feel bad, you know, or I can, it may make you feel bad, right? Don't listen to me, but taste it and see if you feel better. And like, you know, food's energy. Like people are always like, oh, you're, you know, I have a lot of energy, right?
Yes.
I'm just like, but like, I didn't, you know? And so for me, that's a thing. Like if I eat something, even if it's a sweet potato at lunch and it makes me tired, I question, maybe my body doesn't need a lot of carbs or sweet potatoes or sugar in the middle of the day right now. Right. And so it becomes kind of so interesting in terms of when you make the link between food and your body and energy and your mood, there's really no going back.
I don't think. Oh, and that's so important. Just starting to empower people to feel that. And I continue to appreciate the way you're talking about this and kind of like catching yourself and saying like, well, maybe it won't for you. That's what I felt. Maybe you're slightly different, which I think we would be naive as people who, you know, recommend different recipes or Jen and I who recommend different movements. If we thought that there was one way of moving that made everybody feel the best or that there was one way of eating that made everybody feel the best. It's just a naive way to think.
I want it to be easier to tell you what to do.
It would be so much easier.
You know, none of it has stuck. That's what I've learned. 15 years, I'm still on my journey. And I'm going to be on my journey. I'm at a place where my hormones are changing. I'm at a place in society where they tell you your body stops working. Mm-hmm. And I am fighting that. And, you know, by being upside down all the time and finding things that I love more, you know, and that came from you, like watching you on Instagram all the time. I was like, maybe I could try this. And like slowly but surely, and now I'm getting into handstands and I've become like super obsessed with acro and really want to start doing a bunch more stuff like that. But, you know, the whole mindset kind of changed in me. And, you know, when I'm sharing on Instagram, like, I'm not trying to show off in any way. Like I'm trying to show people what's possible because like at 30, I was overweight. I had like all of these diseases that doctors told me I'd have surgery or medication or have to change my lifestyle for. And like, I was able to control all of those things. And it's just a constant journey of showing up, you know? And so I just don't want to sell to someone that there's anything where it will be an aha, like, you know? And we were sold that for a long time. Like, you eat rice, chicken, and broccoli to be in health. And it's like, no, rice, chicken, and broccoli only have the nutrients they do. So why do we have a society that's overweight? Because our bodies, just like the seasons, are set up to have lots of different things and also to not have different things at different times.
I think that's huge. But how do you start to make that shift to, like, what are some of the basics that you think, okay, if you can just start with replacing this with this, or start becoming more conscious? Like, I mean, you already did that a little bit with the coffee creamer and stuff.
No, I would say for people, right? Like, because when I went vegan, I don't know what possible thing, like, was it a compounded effect of all those things? Like, was it eggs? Was it dairy? Was it meat? Or was it one of those things? So that's what I tell people, like, you see it pretty quick. If you have an allergy or an autoimmune response to something, when you remove it, you feel good. And so that's my thing, is like, take out dairy. And a lot of people think they take out dairy, or they think they eat healthy. Like, I'm here to say most people I know do not. You know, they go to Mexican restaurants, there's cheese. You really need to give your body a break from each ingredient. And so, like, I would remove dairy and see how you feel. Then I would maybe go back to dairy and remove meat and see how you feel. Same thing with eggs. And really start to see where you're at and what's putting you into, you know, an autoimmune response, and kind of reverse engineer from there. And that's where I come in with giving you ideas, what you can replace with. But, you know, I have so many friends that are like, oh, I'm dairy free, I don't eat anything. And then I spend a weekend with them and watch them eat like cheese 6 different times. And, you know, I don't want to like cut in and say, oh, I know what's best for you. But I do want to call people out and say, like, a lot of people haven't tried.
Yeah.
You know,
and I feel like you run into those people often where they'll even say that, oh yeah, I cut this out and that didn't work.
Oh, but, yeah, vegan, you know, almost killed them.
Right. And how, like, how long did you cut it out? And were you being really diligent? And did you give yourself 30 days, or did you give yourself 3 days and then say, nope, I don't notice a difference, so I'm going to have this big Mexican, you know, Latin food fajita plate or whatever it might be. And I think that this process of, it's almost like learning the intuitive eating, you know, once you start to take responsibility for, oh, I did this and I feel better in my body. I removed this or ate this instead and I feel better in my body. Same with movement. I did this movement and my pain felt better. You start to be able to take responsibility for the positive things you feel in your body. And then it also, on the flip side of the coin, kind of forces you to take responsibility for the negative things you feel in your body as well, or when you don't feel as optimal because you went back to eating something or moving the same way you used to. And now, oh, my body feels like it used to, and I know that I can do something different.
Yeah, they're like, I tried physical therapy. It didn't work for me.
Yeah.
This is what I'll say, you know, it's a funny thing, but like, I have people come to me because they want to try plant-based, normally because they're in disease or their bodies put them there for some reason, right? And they're there because they are in disease. And a lot of times, like, I'll put them on a vegan diet for a week and they'll blame everything on the vegan diet and not the 30 or 40 years. Like, if within a week you can blame a diet for what your body's doing, like, you're not really giving it a try, you know? Yeah. Like, they'll be like, oh God, I went vegan for a week, worst year of my life. And I was like, well, didn't you have heart surgery last year? Like, wasn't that hard?
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess that if you needed heart surgery, your heart wasn't working and you didn't feel vitality, you know? And so I think a lot of it is just like with everything, it's calling us out on our stuff. And, you know, 15 years into it, I still have to call myself out on stuff. But, you know, if you really want to make a change, you have to like get into it. And with intuitive eating, kind of how you were saying, people say I'm wonderful to travel with. Except for my food. I am a pain in the ass when it comes to food. If people will tell me I'm so sensitive, and I'm like, no, I'm so in touch. Know the difference. I'm in touch with my body. I'm not sensitive, and I'm not going to feed it things that don't go for me. But like, I'll sit at a meal. Like, if you wanted to go to a steakhouse, I would go and sit with you. And then I would grab a vegan burrito somewhere where I know it's vegan. You know, I'm pretty easy in that way. But part of it is that when you first start this way, like, you do need to be diligent. You need to keep lists. This is what I ate every day. This is what I did. And that way you can go back and you can link it. Like, oh my God, every time I ate gluten, I felt really, really bad. I was tired. But that does become a more natural thing. As you get rid of the things that don't serve you or you have them, I don't keep lists by any means. Like, the thing I said was sweet potatoes, which I think are extremely healthy and delicious. But there are times where, say, I'll have a sweet potato for breakfast in the morning. Very normal. Dollop of cashew cheese, some microgreens on top. Delish. Yeah. But then I'll feel like taking a nap. Mm-hmm. There's other times I eat it and it gives me everything I need. I feel like I could run a marathon. So, like, say I'll have this sweet potato and it upsets me, and maybe like 3 days later I have a sweet potato on a salad and I feel sleepy again. Like, I'm just like, oh, my body probably doesn't need sweet potatoes for a while. It's stored whatever they have. And so it becomes just kind of more of this natural thing, not where, and you know, the whole point of it is to not feel like bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just for me trying to create the perfect recipe of me feeling good most of the time.
Well, I think that's what's hard for people too. Like, I even hear family members who are like, yeah, but I feel fine. Like, I don't feel tired. I don't feel groggy. I don't feel these things. But at the same time, I'm sitting here wondering, do you even know what that would feel like in your body? Because if you've continued to have fast food for a certain amount of time, if you continue to eat this way over and over again, would you even know what it feels like in your body to not have fatigue?
That's why I've stuck to this diet for 15 years. It was the difference between not health and health for me. And we've kind of talked about this. This is probably one of the reasons I've stuck to it so much, is I lost my health and then got it back. And there's like things we can talk about that are kind of boring, but so fascinating at the same time, which is mucoid plaque. Right? Like, just like when you get a cold, you know, it's a body's response to stuff you up so that you're not breathing in what it sees as an attack from out there. It's actually a beautiful response. However, your body has the exact same response in your colon, and it creates mucus when it has foods going through it doesn't know what to do with, so that it's not pulling in the toxins to poison you. However, it cannot pull in the vitamins either. That's why when I have someone that's 50 pounds overweight and I put them on salads every day and they're like, I don't even feel different. I'm like, we're trying to get your body to trust us so it lets go of some of the mucus so your body actually can pull things in. It's how we have people that are 150 pounds overweight and they're still hungry. They are completely deprived of nutrition, you know? So it's such a, it's just a weird slope. And so I think people don't know what good feels like. Like, good at 45 feels like doing 5x5 wall, you know, wall crawls for no reason. Like, I'm not training for anything. I'm not going to do. This is like all for fun. And it's because of the energy I feel from the food I feed myself.
Mm. It's all for fun and it's all for life. It's all for having and feeling that vitality. And I want to talk, because you said, okay, we need to eat this way a little bit so our body trusts us. So maybe let's go some of that mucus. And I think that process can be kind of scary for people sometimes too. Can you speak to, you know, when somebody changes or makes a big change in the way that they're eating, that your body might need to expel some stuff, and it might
most likely you want it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it might seem like a negative thing to people, but in fact, it's a really positive thing of them letting go of all of this stuff.
Yeah. And it's very important to know that, like, people like you and me, we cleanse our body and detox it all the time in different ways. I mean, I know we all go on different, you know, cleanses or things at different times to try to clean out parts of our system we feel need it. And so, like, even if you eat healthy, you still need to look at those perpetual habits and make changes to them at times, or at least have breaks from them. And so, I mean, I have a hard time with it still. So I completely empathize, right? And so, like, I don't want to go on a raw diet for a month, even though it would probably be pretty good for my body. And so I think part of it is just really understanding, like, did you guys ever watch Heal, the documentary?
Heard of it, but I don't think I watched it all the way.
It's phenomenal. And you should interview her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. But so the deal is that, you know, what she said is that, like, if we get a cut on our leg, we put a Band-Aid on it and we take the Band-Aid off and we're like, oh, it's healed. However, anytime something's happening inside our body, because most of us have very little idea of what anything actually is or what it does, we don't trust it. And the way we talk to our body is, you know, insane, where we're like, oh my God, I think I have cancer. Oh my God. You know, I'm sure if we looked up WebMD, like, you know, searches, like, you know, we really don't trust the process that's happening, but like your body wants to heal. It really does. And like, if you give it a few things just to get it there, it will start like a really beautiful evolution of that healing. That's why I don't believe like people need to jump into like being raw or being vegan, like evolve the way you eat to a healthier place. Your body's going to trust you if you make just small changes and, you know, and just like, you know, if you could get someone to work out for 20 minutes a day, every day, as opposed to someone doing like, you know, 4 hours every day for a week, you know, that small changes over time are going to be way more consistent and have like a much bigger bang at the end. And so that's kind of where I'm at, is like, start making these baby steps, like learn new habits, you know, be willing to evolve. There's not one size fits all, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I think you already brought up such good ways that people can start taking little bits out, like your creamer, and experimenting with adding different things in. Or if you have a cheese, can you experiment with a vegan cheese for a little bit, or a, you know, using olive oil? I think oils, especially if you just look at the back of a package or your chips, there's a lot of different types of oils that aren't the best. And do you have recommendations on the best types of oils people should be using?
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. I really believe in individualist. Like, I'm mainly European, so I use olive oil. I do okay with some avocado oil if I want a neutral one, or like safflower, but I would say 90% I use olive oil because my body does super good with it, no matter what anyone says about it. Like, I feel the process good. You know, I do not do good with coconut oil. However, even though I live in Hawaii, I have no genetic makeup, nor has anyone in my family or myself processed a lot of coconut. So I don't do a lot of coconut oil, but I think people whose bodies like do well with it should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of stick to those. I only use organic oils. With, you know, olive oil, I try to use cold pressed and make sure it's extra virgin, but that's kind of it. It's like, really see what works good for you, but you definitely want to avoid any conventional oils whatsoever. I even forget they exist, that people use like soy oil or like vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. Like, get those out of your cabinets. Like, no Crisco, no, you know, I don't know that. I don't even know what brands make them, but you know those ones. You can buy them at Costco. They're like big and huge. You do not want to fry anything in it. You do not want to add it. And like every salad dressing you're buying that's not organic is made with it. And so it's so hard, you know. I'd really wish these companies would come and make things so that we can have the convenience we have with stuff, but we're not at that point where, you know, it's way easier to mix your own olive oil with a little balsamic, maybe some Italian herbs, a little salt, shake it up in a mason jar, and know that there's 5 ingredients in it.
Mm. That's right there is one of the things that I picked up from both you and Christina, is the making is the making of dressings and sauces and dips in a way that I know everything that's in there. I know that there's 4 to 5 things in there. It tastes so much better than anything that you would buy from a store. And I can make a quart of it with a tub of tomatoes and a cup of tahini and some oil, a little lemon, and boom, there you go. Like,
so good.
And if I have those in my fridge like you, and I'm out and about, and I'm like, ooh, I could have that dressing because it tastes good and I know it's good, I am more likely to drive home than stop at the health food store and pick up something to eat, knowing that it's in there. I'm like, oh my God, a salad with my ranch dressing.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. But it is, like, dressings are so important.
I mean, they're everything. And that's what people started to move away from. Oh, they're too many calories and it's sugar and it's this. Well, it's, well,
how do you make your ranch dressing, by the way? I just like, maybe I want to try it or something.
Well, you can do it either way, depending on the health you want. But I take Veganaise, I thin it out with a little water and salt, and I put dill in it. And it is ridiculous. But you can do cashews, water, salt, and dill. But with the Veganaise, oh my God. And so with Veganaise, I buy their soy-free avocado oil. So it's the same thing. It's like, you don't want to use best food. You always want to look like, sometimes, you know, I feel a big weight on myself at times with the information I have and not wanting to like push it or think I know what's best for people. Like there's people that have like, you know, lived a good life on processed food, but I literally went to Safeway the other day and I just picked up like their blueberry muffins that like most school moms buy and bring to their kids. And I had tears as I counted that there were 43 ingredients in it. Like when I make my blueberry muffins, they have flour, they have baking soda, they have sugar, they have like almond milk, blueberries, and that's it. My body's going to have a way easier time breaking down that five instead of like all these chemicals. And I think people don't get that. Like that would be one really big thing. Like start eating more simple. Mm-hmm. Like even if you have a steak, potatoes, and you know, broccoli, the more you add into it, seasonings, flavor, everything, your stomach has to pull all of that apart to figure out where it goes. So if you're eating like, you know, a tapas plate all the time of 18 different things in a meal, like you're really going to confuse your body. And that's what I think like all of those products that have tons of ingredients do. Like if you're having a salad that has like four ingredients on it and then your salad dressing has like 22, that's an issue.
100%.
You know, it's not the vegetables, it's your dressing.
Well, and just starting to look at ingredients and becoming more familiar with what am I putting in my body. I think the awareness factor is so huge because then you can start to say, oh, instead of this, what if I try this? Now, if people want to try your incredible recipes, which I highly recommend because I also know that you are the type of person who's like, let's not make it complicated. Like, let's simplify it. Let's make it easier for you so you can actually make it attainable. So where can people like, one, I know connecting with you on Instagram, you share a lot of your recipes and you're making it, you're showing it. But also, where are other places that people can grab your recipes?
So my cookbook, which is available on my website, hollinhawaii.com, and mainly Instagram, sometimes YouTube when I'm on it. And also like, I'm the one that does everything just like you guys. So anyone has questions, like I really do find it to be my joy and passion to help people who are on this. So anyone can just reach out to me personally, but my cookbook definitely is the best way to get me in your kitchen these days.
And it has incredible recipes that we use. So yes, definitely recommend.
I've taken and hung on to multiple of them. And I'm so excited for your projects in the future. I know that you have more cookbooks in the works. So keep an eye out in 2022 for all that Holland puts out. Thanks so much for being here. Hopefully we get to see you when you're here in a couple of weeks.
I was just going to say, like, this solidifies it. Of course, I'm going to come and see you. So we'll cook in the kitchen together. We'll be having a meal this week.
Yay.
Amazing. So excited.
I love you guys. You're the best.
Love you.
Love you, Holland. Bye-bye.
If you haven't yet, definitely go follow Holland Y on Instagram. Her recipes, her creativity from desserts to snacks to meals, it's just so incredible. We're really honored to have her back and we hope that you continue to learn so much from these incredible guests that we have. And please, if you can, once you subscribe, please leave us a little rate and review. It really helps so that more people can have access to these inspiring people. And not only that, but continue to learn about their bodies. Because remember, every Monday, it's about understanding, coming back into practice with your body, and then really learning from other experts beyond physical therapy on Wednesday's episode. So thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you.